The coronavirus first took hold in the Chinese city of Wuhan. The area went under an unprecedented lockdown, followed by intensive contact tracing and quarantining. Things in Wuhan are slowly returning to something resembling normal. Still, clusters of new cases are popping up. So the Chinese government decided recently to test all 11 million residents. The World's Rebecca Kanther is in Shanghai, so we'll get to this mind-boggling exercise in testing 11 million people in just a moment. But first, Rebecca, what is the latest from Wuhan? Just how close to normal is life there now?
Well, I talked to several people there by phone today, and it sounds like, you know, people can travel freely. They can leave their house. They have a green health code on their phone. That means they can get into most places and be traveling around. There's temperature checks outside of office buildings. Restaurants, small shops are open. But what I'm hearing is that most people are still choosing to stay indoors if they can, especially if they have kids. So that's Wang Donghua. He works in a medical supply company. And he was telling me that most people are just not going out, especially if they have kids and if they don't need to. There's, you know, only about 30% of the regular numbers on public transportation or on the streets. He told me his company is continuing to do work remotely because even though the office could open, only 10 people could be in the office at one time. And so they just chose to have everyone continue to work remotely.
So back in February, Rebecca, when the lockdown in Wuhan was well underway, we saw the videos and got eerie harbingers of our future, completely deserted streets and highways. Today, how is Wuhan's economy doing?
It's suffering. All the people that I was talking to mentioned that, you know, things are really struggling to get back to normal. Because one, people aren't going out, so that means that people are spending less money. Lots of different kinds of businesses have been affected. I talked to an art teacher who says she hasn't been able to pay the rent on her classroom space for months, and she doesn't know what she's going to do. Because schools are not back in session, so that means any small classes like, you know, an art class or a music class, they can't go back to school either. And she said that even though the lockdown has ended, in the past month or so since it ended, she's only left the house 4 or 5 times. And whenever she does leave the house, she says she just feels uncomfortable. She says the disinfectant that's being used in the public spaces gives her headaches, so she doesn't want to go out. So what she was telling me was that yesterday she did go outside for some shopping, and what she found on a busy shopping street were lots of signs saying for rent and for sale. Lots of businesses were closed down.
Sad, although it does sound familiar. And the government testing scheme for Wuhan, 11 million people, that's kind of extraordinary. How's that going?
Well, for the most part, the testing is completed. They've sampled 9 million people and tested 6.5 million. So that's quite an achievement. I read somewhere that they managed to do 1 million tests in a day. So this is the sound of a testing site. All of the nucleic acid testing is free to the public. They're trying to encourage more people to go and get the tests. All the tests are being done outside. So there's lines of people outside in their local apartment communities. Everyone's wearing masks. And the testing is being done by medical workers that are in full protective gear. It's very quick. You line up with space between people. You give them your ID card, and then they swab your mouth or nose. They're really trying to get more people to be tested. So I was looking on TikTok, and there were all these videos to sort of convince more people to go and get tested. So here's one of these TikTok videos where someone is showing the process. So at the end of her video, she says, "Didn't hurt at all. I feel fine." So, but her face looked like she was not so happy.
So what has the testing actually shown so far? And can we trust the Chinese government's numbers and data?
I mean, there's some people who are saying that with that volume of testing in such a short time, that can't be accurate. But I think the numbers came back that 200 people were found positive. People I talked to said it was mostly for peace of mind, you know, really just to show people that, okay, you know, it's safe here now, and you can go out and you can go back to shopping and going out in the street.
The World's Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai. Thanks very much.
Thank you.